The country's two big supermarket chains could be in for a major shake-up this morning, and shoppers are hoping it'll mean cheaper groceries. In just over an hour, the Commerce Commission will release its draft investigation into the groceries industry, which asks if New Zealanders pay too much for food. It could recommend forcing supermarkets to let in more competition or call for the government to intervene to cut the cost of pantry staples. Katie Todd reports.
If you feel like the bill at the checkout is getting a bit too high, you're not alone.
It would be amazing not to have so much of pay going on really basic items.
We just went today, believe it or not, and spent $300, most of which was on fruit and vegetables, so it's becoming quite hard on a tight budget.
I just find that the foods that you need are out of touch.
We've just noticed slight increases in a lot of things that used to be a lot cheaper.
Consumer NZ says 6 out of 10 New Zealanders say food and groceries are the everyday expense they're most worried about. Food prices rose 2.8% in the year ended June, the highest annual rate in 6 months, while fruit and vegetable prices went up nearly 10%. Shoppers around the country told RNZ there's one clear reason.
I mean, we've only got, like, two companies that own all the grocery stores in New Zealand.
I mean, it's not like I can go somewhere else.
There's a duopoly happening, and that basically means there's no competition.
Foodstuffs and Countdown control over 90% of the country's grocery market, and for a year they've been under the scrutiny of the Commerce Commission. This morning the Commission will release a draft of its investigation into whether consumers are getting a fair deal at the checkout. It's been looking into the price, quality and range available to customers, whether the major retailers have too much bargaining power, and if they coordinate with one another to profit more. Consumer NZ's Chief Executive John Duffy says the Commission will make recommendations to the government, and they could include what he calls nuclear measures.
The government could sweep in here and say, look, this is an essential industry, food prices are too high, and the supermarket's margins are contributing to those prices, and we want to legislate to control prices.
Mr. Duffy says they could also suggest something he reckons is a no-brainer.
A mandatory code of conduct introduced that will regulate how the supermarkets can interact with suppliers to ensure the dominant positions of the supermarkets aren't used to effectively abuse suppliers.
These shoppers are keen for a big intervention.
Have the essential foods and everything like that lower.
To take control over food prices.
Force lower prices for New Zealand grown produce.
John Duffy says the government may also consider forcing Foodstuffs and Countdown to give up some of their stores or warehouses to make way for a new nationwide supermarket chain. Auckland University senior marketing lecturer Dr. Bodo Lang says when the German-owned supermarket chain Aldi entered the Australian market, prices went down.
So there's a pretty clear indication of a market that's similar to ours, in a similar geographic position, culturally similar, that competition works for grocery retailing prices.
Bodo Lang says one approach could be to change the law to make it easier for an online grocery retailer like Amazon to join the market.
That's, you know, one of those trends that is picking up anyway since COVID. You know, we've all become a little bit more used to online grocery shopping. Many people don't enjoy grocery shopping particularly and being in the supermarket. And so particularly in large centres, that is an option.
The draft market study will be released at 8:30 this morning.